Well, spring seems to like be delivering an overdue baby this year. Over at the Women's and Babies Fair at CPH, there was a huge turnout, and I'm talking with Molly Noyes, who's the director of, let's see, director of pediatrics?
No,
of OB, of obstetrics. I was close. Now, this is pre-COVID. You had this before, but this has been a couple of years since you've had this, and the turnout seems amazing, and there are vendors down there for not just baby deliveries or OBGYN, but for all kinds of different things that we have here on the peninsula.
Yes, we have vendors here, some women that are making baby clothing. We have physicians that are here that are talking about like IVF. They're also talking about menopause. We have lab draws going on that have been really successful for very inexpensive lab draws. We have mammograms happening today. And then we have, you know, women's rugby here trying to get people signed up. Just a big wide variety of services here that's offered on the peninsula.
And with the service that we have now available, it has become much more appealing to come here for medical care. I remember when the first hospital was here, when I had my kids in my log cabin, it was just Dr. Gady and Isaac, and it was a home delivery experience. But now in touring the facility here, I don't think I'd want to go anywhere else, because this is amazing. It's like a 4-star resort hotel.
It is. It's very nice. We have three LDRPs where we have rooms that have Murphy beds in them. So after delivery, there's a queen-size bed. We have tubs that people can labor in. And then we also have like a C-section suite here. We do offer gentle C-sections so that moms can have as much of a birthing experience as possible in an OR, where they can have like a clear drape. We offer lactation back during C-section, so if you want to let your baby on right after, you're more than welcome to, and we'll help you through that process. And then we also have like a really nice nursery, so if we do need to do some support on babies, we have that ability to do that here.
Now, I haven't seen a waiting room for the fathers. Is that something of the past? Are fathers actually included in the experience now, and they don't have to be out there pacing the floor waiting for the doctor to come in and tell them they've got a baby?
Yes, we welcome all fathers and support people that whoever the mom wants in there with them for delivery. They are included. And if mom has to have a C-section or whatever, dad gets to go back with them, or whoever their support person is here for them.
And is this indicative of a baby boom now post-COVID that we seem to be having here?
It has. This past year, it has really started to pick up a little bit. Yes, we've been a lot busier in this last year than we were for the last few. So, yeah.
Well, they seem to have made some quantum leaps forward in women's health and health care. And there seems to be more attention now being paid, as exampled here by not only today at the Women and Baby Fair, but overall the services that CPH is offering here. Is there more emphasis on women's health care than we've had in the past?
I believe so. I think we are also trying to really cater to what the women want. We have on our delivering physicians here, we have OBGYNs, we have a nurse midwife, we have a lot of family practice doctors that come and they do deliveries and then also take care of baby. We have pediatricians. So we have a wide array of providers here. And then we do have a lactation consultant on full-time staff here too, which is a amazing thing for us to be able to do. So
great idea to make all these services available so people can become aware of that. If somebody didn't make it to the fair, but maybe is new to the area, or maybe just newly with child and would like to have more information, how could they do that, Molly?
They are more than welcome to call and come have a tour at any time. If we're busy, we'll obviously have to postpone it, but they can just give us a call and we will gladly give them a tour of our department.
And is it a good idea to become familiar with where you are going to be giving birth and to take that tour if you haven't done it?
Absolutely. And it's great to come in and pre-register so that if you come in active labor, they already have all your information here and they can quickly get you upstairs and start taking care of you.
And how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for a little over 15 years.
What do you like best about your job?
I love seeing and being involved in like the most special time of people's lives. I love the women that I work with. We have an amazing staff here. Our nurses and our OB techs are just top-notch. They all love what they do, and it shows every day. So
it's sort of like an extended family experience, not just coming to where sick people come.
That is true. Yeah. Yeah. No, we have it's been great. We have a lot of new nurses that we've been training that have just been doing a phenomenal job. And we have a lot of nurses that have been here for a long time that are just excited with this new crew coming in and helping getting them trained. So
we're glad to have you. We're fortunate to have this facility here. And good luck to you in the future. Molly Noyes is the director of obstetrics at our Central Peninsula Hospital, where the birthing facility is absolutely fantastic. I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that pregnant sound of KSRM.